Hello, hello, and welcome to my sixth audio boo. Today I'm going to be talking about sushi, one of my new favorite things. I got into sushi about 3-4 years ago, and been hooked on this stuff ever since. My favorite kind of sushi so far right now is, my favorite is the dragon roll, and then I like the fried oyster roll, I love a salmon roll, a tuna roll, California roll, and another thing I just tried when I was in Hawaii was the volcano sushi roll, which was really good. Love that. And also, I've been going to this awesome place called Sushi 10 in Bellevue, Washington for maybe like over a year, almost 2 years now. And every day from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., you can have all-you-can-eat sushi at the sushi bar while he makes it for only $25. And it also comes with soup and salad before your meal, if you like. And it's like really good. I'm telling you, like the best sushi I had here in Washington. And for only $25 for all you can eat after 5 p.m. And yeah. So I'm always eating a whole bunch of few dragon rolls, the fried oyster rolls, some salmon, tuna, and trying different things there. It's really awesome. And I love that place so much. And really recommend that place called Sushi 10 in Bellevue, Washington, if you're in that area. And usually when I go there, I live in Bremerton, so it takes about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours tops to get there, depending on traffic and, you take the ferry sometimes. But yeah, like usually when I eat there, I'm there for like the whole 3 hours eating and walk away stuffed. It's like so good. It's like I always walk away stuffed after 3 hours of sushi eating. It was like definitely the best $25 I spent. Definitely get my money's worth. I'd probably eat at least $100 or more worth of sushi. So yeah, it's really worth it to get that $25 deal after 5 p.m. And the first time I had sushi was in Silverdale. Up there in Silverdale, Washington. We went to this little sushi place. First time I had it, and man, first time I had it, man, it was like the bill came to like almost $100. So it was like pretty pricey. Each roll was like between $5 to $10. But yeah. But then I decided to do some search online, and that's how I discovered Sushi 10. And then we decided to go there and check it out. We originally thought, me and my friends thought, maybe the sushi won't be that good if it's like $25. I know it's like after 5 p.m. And before that, you gotta pay the regular price. But we figured for $25, maybe it isn't as good as the other places. But this is as good, if not better, than the other place, sushi places we've been, like Silverdale and Seattle and all that. So yeah, Sushi 10 is an A+. And speaking of pricey sushi, that volcano sushi roll I had in Hawaii was $15 just for that one roll. But that roll was pretty big, and it actually filled us up just enough to hold us over until our luau later that night. So that wasn't so bad, I guess, if you only had that one roll. And like I said, that was pretty good. It was a combination between a dragon roll and a tuna roll, because it had both in it with almonds and peanuts inside. So it was really good. Well, I'm running out of time now, so I'm going to wrap this up and hope you guys enjoyed this sushi vlog. And until next time, catch you guys later.